Coming to you from Keiko Studios, it's The Balcony Show with Ann Thatcher, Bo Summer, Mike Roy, Donna DeLucci, and me, the Mad Cat. We have searched the globe for the best in indie music, so you don't have to. So here we go, The Balcony Show.
Friends in faraway places, sent with love and good vibes. Just keep an eye out for just what's coming.
Everybody, welcome to The Balcony Show. Thanks for tuning in. We are your number one source for independent music. And we are here, all of us. Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey. Happy birthday, Bo.
Happy birthday to Bo.
Happy birthday, Bo.
Honor of Bo's birthday, what's Bo's favorite?
Uh-oh.
What's her favorite thing, huh?
Beach? Oh boy!
Yeah, well, besides the beach,
bling.
Love the bling.
No, we have the segment. We have
segment. And here we go. Would you rather?
Yes.
Would you rather swing on a star,
carry moonbeams home in a jar, and be better off than you are?
Or would you rather get on with the show?
Well, here it is, Mike. Here we go.
Finally.
That was hilarious.
Yeah.
That was a fun time.
It was great.
It really was. Yeah. All right. So let's get right to it. Would you rather give up your phone or only wear Crocs for the rest of your life?
Oh, my God.
I love my Crocs.
I don't like Crocs.
I've never
they
had them.
They are the most comfortable.
Don't like them.
They're not the nicest or cutest or blingiest looking.
This pains
they
me.
They are the most comfortable, like, knock-around whatever.
But that's all you
love
could
it.
Wear, though, so... You know what I mean? Like, you'd have to give up your phone or you'd have to wear the Crocs. What's the choice,
I'll keep
Bo?
The phone and wear the Crocs forever.
I guess I would have to do that.
I need my phone.
Because I need the phone, you know?
Okay, but the thought of Mad Cat and Mike and Crocs.
And white ones, too.
I have never once felt the notion to
yellow,
buy Crocs.
Like all those funky colors.
You know what I mean?
Don't knock it, man. You got to try them.
I would
they
just
are
spray
so
paint
amazing.
Them black.
You know how many women
like
I wound up dating under that same notion? You got to try
it. If you step and poo, you just hose them off.
If you want to dress in early Walmart, wear your Crocs.
Wear your Crocs, yeah. Wear your sweats and your Crocs.
If you want to say, hi, I grew up watching the Jerry Springer show, wear your Crocs.
So I would take the Crocs, too,
yeah,
in all
I would
honesty.
Take the
you too?
That's a Croc.
That's what I'm saying.
There are some cute ones now.
Oh, yeah. But
there are. I actually do have a blingy pair.
I don't doubt that.
Jesus. This is why, ladies and gentlemen, this is why I need severe counseling. All right, here we go. Would you rather have arms as long as Mr. Tickle or legs as short as E.T.? I don't know who Mr. Tickle is.
I don't either.
Just say he's got like really long arms, okay?
So. I'd rather have long arms. I don't want to waddle around.
Yeah, that's true. I could manage with the long arms. I could punch people from across the room.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, are the knuckles going to be dragging on the ground? Because then I'd rather have the long arms. But then if you're not going to have long arms, you'd only have the short legs.
And regular arms?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want the short legs.
Not that we're knocking on people out there in the world who have short legs. Disclaimer given.
Disclaimer.
Yeah, not... Yeah, I'll take the long arms.
But for all those you with the excessively long arms.
I can't imagine having legs shorter than I already do. Yeah.
I don't know. I think I would go for the short legs because I wouldn't want to be looking like a troglodyte.
Looking like a what?
Not to offend any troglodytes out there in the world.
That's right.
Disclaimer
that's right.
given.
Yes, definitely.
Because they're around from early
prehistoric
times.
Yeah, I want to be able to like run fast and ride my bike and...
Right. Yeah, but maybe if your knuckles are dragging on the ground, how fast are you going to be running?
I'll just pick them up.
But yet, not to offend any knuckle draggers out there.
Oh, my God.
We're going to get out of this because this is so not PC. You know, and leave it to me,
please.
Of all people, to be the PC police in this
please.
Room. Yeah. All right. So would you rather the final question or would you rather whatever? Number three, would you rather smell like cheese?
Oh.
which has been left out in the sun.
Oh God.
Or a hamster cage, which hasn't been cleaned for a fortnight.
A fortnight, you say?
Ooh,
either way, you're stinking.
Like cheese or smell hamster. Like poopy hamster.
I mean, isn't that a tie?
Awful. This is an awful.
I'm doing hamster. It's a little more not as common as like you smell like cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Instead of, ew. Oh, you smell like hamster piss.
Yeah, you smell like sawdust yeah. and some foul.
Oh, I might want to smell like cheese.
Could you
what
imagine?
Kind of cheese?
I don't like
yeah,
cheese.
Like,
I don't like cheese, but mozzarella. Know, like we've had
that's
guinea pigs, we've had hamsters. Yeah, I know what that smells like.
Is there a sweet smelling cheese out there, ladies well, and gentlemen? Yeah. You let us know.
Actually, if you did mozzarella, it doesn't smell that bad.
Yeah,
all right.
I'm
smell
gonna
like
take
well,
the cheese.
Well, it depends. If you're actually getting real
well,
mozzarella,
okay,
yes.
Well,
if you're getting that low grade,
yeah.
not low
Swiss
grade
cheese.
Fake
yeah, right.
mozzarella, Swiss that would be gross. Smells like ass.
Yeah. Or Lindenberger would be gross too.
Yeah.
All right. All right. So that was a really fun bunch of would you rathers.
And there you have it. We're going to get things started tonight with this program. We have Burr Island on the show today. You're going to love them. They're like Simon and Garfunkel or Crosby, Stills and Nash. Mad Cat and I are going back and forth over this. But on one thing we really do agree is that the music is really great. So we're going to hear a song from the Province of Thieves, Feels Like That.
What shape the pants are in, you always seem to make them fit the holes that they go in. And all the traffic lights turn green, right on time, you're headed to the DMV and there's nobody in line. It kind of feels like that, it kind of feels like that. When you bring the love, it kind of feels like that. Didn't even have to ask. Boss man raised your pay. It doesn't matter what you post. We all agree with what you say. That day you should have gone to work. Instead built pillow forts. I don't play the lotto, but I found 10 bucks in my shorts. It kinda feels like that.
Feels like that.
It kinda feels like that.
Feels like that.
When you bring the love, it kinda feels like that.
Like
that. It kind of feels like
that.
When you bring your love, it kind of feels like that. Those days when I see the best of you, and it's easy just to let your love shine through. Maybe even when it isn't going your way, your love is just enough to save the day. Well, your love is just enough to save the day. My granny used to live in that duplex on Hawthorne Lane. The cousins would all gather and we'd play this little game. My granny, she would yell at us for jumping on her beds, but we wouldn't hear a word for singing this stupid song instead. Catch that boogie and the boogie and the bee.
Catch that boogie and the boogie and the bee.
Catch that boogie and the boogie and the bee.
Catch that boogie and the boogie.
It kind of feels like that.
It
kind of feels like that. When you bring your love, it kind of feels like that.
Hey, Hey, folks, welcome back to the Balcony Show. Right now, we have the first song from Burr Island for tonight's interview. The song is called Nunny Town, and it is a fine song. So give it a listen, and when you come back, we're going to have Tom and Oscar on the line. Here we go.
I've been running on this road to Nunny Town. One heel feels funny, but this old pain won't bring me down. 'Cause I've seen the seeds on the ground, and I've watched the silk turn to brown. Turn to brown, I've watched the silk turn to brown. Running on this road to Nunny Town. My legs are weary, but this old pain won't slow me now. 'Cause I've seen the crows swooping down, and I've watched the silk turn to brown. Turn to brown, I've watched the silk turn to brown. I've ran this road so many times. I was miles away, I was a child. And I've miles to go to light a ride to Nunny Town. And I've been running on this road to Nunny Town. Shoulders are aching, but this old pain won't tilt my crown. 'Cause I've seen the sun dry the ground, and I've watched the silk turn to brown. Turn to brown, I've watched the silk turn to brown. Child. And I've miles to go to light a ride to Nunny Town. I've been running on this road to Nunny Town. My heart is broken, and this old pain has worn me down. I've seen the rain lashing down, and I've seen the shoots in the ground, and I've seen life rebound, and I've watched the silk turn to brown. Turn to brown, I've watched the
everybody, welcome back to the Balcony Show, and we are very excited because we have Tom and Oscar on the phone from Burr Island, and they are UK-based band, and man, you guys remind me of Crosby, Stills, and Nash, or Simon and Garfunkel. I mean, immediately that came to mind, and I mean that as a compliment to you, because... and. I have to say that I love Robert Plant, who we all know here in the States. He said about you, a special weave of voice and harmony. So I don't think it can get much better than that. You know what I mean?
Yes, it's going okay at the moment. Yeah. Thank you very much. Very kind words. Thank you.
Yeah, that was a very, very, a big moment.
Lovely intro.
Yeah. So Nunny Town, that was the first song that our listeners got to hear. And is that about, tell us about Nunny Town, because I know stateside here that, you know what I mean, that really doesn't mean a lot to us, although the song
Yeah. Yeah, so Nunny, I'm from Somerset, which is southwest of England. So we're both sort of country boys, and Nunny is this little village near where I'm from. I'm from Frome, which is this market town in Somerset. And during lockdown, I would it was kind of a nice, well, lockdown wasn't nice, but it was a chance to sort of explore your local area a bit more. Like, there were some places, I'd lived there for 18 years and I'd never seen some of these places. And I went for a run pretty much every day or tried to, and it was to this little village, Nunny town. It was just this I formed, I guess, a special connection with the surrounding countryside. And because lockdown was so long, as you'll all remember, you could see the seasons changing before your eyes.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's just about that and about how there's comfort in things not being permanent, you know.
And so two actors, the two of you, decided during COVID that you have to do something. And I'm kind of glad in your case COVID happened because, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you know, sometimes out of the worst comes the best. Not that I'm glad COVID happened, but you know what I mean?
World's in upheaval and going crazy, but...
It's okay because Burr Island
was... We got Burr Island out of it.
Yeah. It is funny because we did, I think we did have quite a positive COVID, actually. I mean, our whole industry stopped. You know, I'd just finished my training as an actor just before COVID, and basically came out and then you know the whole world shut down. So I think we basically kind of had this. We had like an opportunity to do something and I think the music was a kind of creative outlet at the time that, that formed. I mean, so we, Tom and I have been friends. We've been best friends for over a decade. And basically we kind of, we'd been singing together for a while, but then I guess over lockdown, we really kind of, took it seriously basically and thought, oh, we can actually do this as a career.
Yeah.
Well, you definitely could do it as a career because, I mean, it's just incredible the music that's coming from the two of you. How do you create this? Does one write the lyrics and another one creates melody, or is it a compiled effort? And how does this creation happen for you?
I mean, we like to say that there's no rules really, but, tends to be that, like, maybe I'll write the beginning of a song or a song or the middle. Well, sometimes we work together. Sometimes the lyrics come first. Sometimes the melody comes first. Sometimes the song dictates what words need to be said. There's just no rules. I think once you put rules down, you're limiting yourself to a structure. And I don't think it's helpful. I think the song just sort of should appear. you can't force it.
It's working for you very well. Our next song that we're going to hear from you is Our Home, and I want to encourage our listeners to go take a look at this wonderful video. The video is incredible for this song, and I really love the video, and this song has a really, like, it gives you a good feeling, you know, and I don't know if that's what you kind of set out to do with your music, but you know what I mean? Mm. Like, Matt, what'd you say, Matt?
I can
listen to this, you know, cruising.
Yeah, just driving down a nice back road through the country somewhere, you know, it's definitely something that it's definitely something I would find myself listening to, you know, just doing that very thing. Cause I do it all the time. I'm a photographer, so I'll just grab my camera and head out into the world, and then I'll just listen to music and totally forget what the hell I'm planning on doing anyways.
So how did Our Home come about then?
I guess it was just wanting to write something that wasn't necessarily, because we've got a couple of songs that are maybe more politically driven, just something that was there to make people feel good and positive, and to just imagine a world where the priorities are on there, sort of the other way around from the way things are tend to be in the Western world, where we're sort of putting beauty and friendship and connection first.
Yay.
And imagining what that world would be like if you know, it is the real world, you know, and we often are told, look, let's look at the small things that are important. But actually, you know, we've said many times the small things are actually the big things, I think. And
I think there's a lot of people that have lost sight of community. We're going to take a break here. And again, I want to encourage our listeners to go to YouTube, follow their channel, and take a look at the video here, because you're going to really enjoy it. In the meantime, our listeners are going to hear this song, Our Home by Burr Island. Take a listen, and we'll be right back with Tom and Oscar.
Our home is a beautiful home. It's true. It's true. We've got a big blue open door, and it's open to you. It's open to you. Smell the thoughts fly from the coffee. We can talk and talk and laugh carefree. Do 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 do. Do stay for supper. We can rustle up a little something. A little something. Good do 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 do. And before night falls, we'll watch the amber glow on. Before night falls, shadows of the leaves blowing on the bedroom walls. The golden mornings warm us while we're stirring in our rooms. In our rooms. When we've woken, we'll walk by the flowers in full bloom. In full bloom. Smell the rosemary caught in the breeze. Watch the time fall out from under our feet. Do 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 do. And in the midday light, we'll watch the squeaker take her first flight. And in the midday light, shadows short until they're almost out of sight. Bearing fruit, and I'll pick one by the river for you. And I'll pick one by the river for you.
Hey, folks, welcome back to The Balcony Show. We are on the line with Tom and Oscar from Burr Island, coming to us from across the pond. This is the part of the show where I ask my stock questions. Do you guys have plans on playing out? Is there, you know, I mean, and I know you guys are actors and stuff like that, but are you planning on putting any type of small tour together or a tour over in your area?
Yes. So we may or may not have an album coming out in May or June. That's the first thing. And then we may or may not have a UK tour in around that time. We're also looking at the possibility of coming over to the States. We've had people you know, message us on Instagram and sort of saying to come over, and that's the plan. I mean, how long that will take, we're not sure. But
well,
like,
if you get over here, you gotta let us know for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
We will.
Now, I also want to ask, like, now, I mean, for me, okay, you guys just sound, this is not a bad thing at all, but for me, you guys just sound kind of, it kind of pulled me back into that mid to late 60s kind of vibe. And again, you know, like Ann Hicks said about Simon and Garfunkel and those guys.
Yeah.
You know, the Crosby, Stills, Nash, maybe some really early Yardbirds. Was this an intention you guys set out in?
I don't think it was an intention, really. No, I think it's just we were brought up around that kind of music from our parents, and sound very cool that we listen to dad music, but it's true.
Well, we get our roots from somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think it's just there's something about that era that's so special for us in terms of like the way they use melodies and harmonies, and it was just such a rich time for that. I think
I agree,
I
don't often say this to people, but I mean, I gotta say, like, you guys really, really stuck and nailed the landing on that. Because when I listen to it, I'd have to ask myself, wait, who were these guys? You know what I mean? Like, are they still alive?
You know? Yeah. Very much so, I hope.
I hope we are.
Well, right, but I mean, if I didn't know that you guys were, you know, a today band, and I just heard this for the first time without knowing what was going on, I'd be like, how the hell did I miss this? You know, I'm 53, and I'm the youngest of six boys, so something like this would have come across my radar. You know, but great job, and I really do love you guys' sound. So.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
I will say though that I did notice with your music, there is an injection, a small injection of pop in it, and so I think that elevates it a little bit more. And there, you know what I mean. I really think that I can't wait to hear more of what you guys are doing, especially since this is just some of your first stuff. Do you have a name for the album that's going to be forthcoming?
We do, yes. I don't know. We haven't
announced
it yet.
Is it a secret yet? Okay.
Yeah, I think it's probably a secret.
I guess it is. I guess it's a secret, I'm afraid. No exclusive.
We love our industry secrets here on The Balcony Show.
So when you do release, please let us know, because we'd like to cover it and definitely play some of the new music as well.
Brilliant. Yeah, absolutely.
But English Roses is the final thing that we're going to hear, final song we're going to hear from you tonight. And you want to set English Roses up for us a little bit?
Yeah, well, this song was in the making for almost a decade.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it?
It was.
Well, Tom, you started writing it when you were at drama school training as an actor, right?
It was actually like in the... sort of the rumblings of Brexit, I think. And then, I don't know, I sort of had this verse for ages, and then I kept sort of experimenting and it would go different places, but I was never quite happy with it. So I just put it to one side and then sort of forgot about it. And then a few years later, I think, was it after lockdown?
I think it was after lockdown.
Yeah, so many years later, I brought it to Oscar, and then we just worked on it and worked on it and worked on it, and it became a 5-minute song or whatever it is now.
A 5-minute song, and it's sort of a bit, I think it's a bit sort of folk, this kind of veers into a little bit folk rocky, which is sort of
at the end,
it's slightly different to our other stuff. It's sort of
I can't wait to see where you go with this. You know what I mean? Because you're starting off so well. You know, you're already so far ahead of the game. So I can't wait to see how your sound develops in the future.
That's kind of where I sit, because I say this all the time. I'm like, pretty much everything that can be done in music has been done. Okay. And I'm like, the only way music can, I think, go forward is to actually start kind of going backwards a little bit.
Right.
You know, kind of charting new ground over old ground.
Yeah.
You know,
well, that's interesting. So I always think like, a lot of people, you know, are not impersonating, but taking their inspiration from people around the same sort of era. And what you get is you're sort of imitating a sort of imitator in a way, if you get me. Whereas if you go back, you're I mean, everyone's always taking from someone, but
right.
Yeah, that's
if you
true.
Take from a great, you know, you're...
But you're making you're something your own. I would never say that this is not... I may say something sounds like something.
Right.
But please understand that this is Burr Island.
Right.
This
it's definitely distinctly your own.
Absolutely.
Yeah, good. We hope it's not too derivative.
No, not at all. No. And that's why I wanted to have you on the show, because it is something new. You know what I mean? And it's so well done. And I can't wait to see... You know, I'm so happy to be a part of your journey. You have any final shout outs or anything you'd like to say to our audience?
Well, maybe we should shout out. So we've been working with a guy called Steve Craddock, who is producing all our music. And Steve is the guitarist in a band called Ocean Colour Scene. And he also is Paul Weller's guitarist as well. He's been
amazing.
Absolutely incredible, along with his wife, Sally. And they've just been, I mean, I guess without them, we probably wouldn't be anywhere near where we are already. So we're hugely grateful for their time and effort and their patience with us. It's been, they've been brilliant.
Well, I can't wait to see what happens, what's coming down the road with you guys in the future. In the meantime, all of our listeners are going to want to get out to all the listening platforms and download their music, because I'm sure you're going to pick up quite a few fans along the way. I can't imagine not. So with that, we're going to end things tonight with the song English Roses by Burr Island. Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Oscar, for being a part of our show. It was a pleasure speaking with you and having you on the show. So take a listen.
It's been a blast. Thank you so much.
Take a listen, English Roses and from Burr Island, and we'll be right back with the rest of the show.
Grew up on a rusty road near the roundabouts where the cars kept circling. I lived under an ancient flag of red and white, but the red was anger and the white was the cause. I had a neighbor, and when we were younger, we climbed the garden walls and pretended we were tightrope walkers, making sure we weren't first to fall. You keep your car clean, but your heart is rusty from the hate you breathe in. You keep your flowers pristine. But you only grow English roses, calling the other flowers. Drive the same roads every day. Read the news in the morning. Read the news that appeals to you. Oh, cause black ink is filling you up like petrol. But you ain't going nowhere today. Your car clean, but your heart is rusty from the hate you breathe in. You keep your flowers pristine. Roses calling the other flowers. Weeds. You call them weeds.
Folks, welcome to another Mad Catch Mad Tracks. Right now, we have the song Beaches Be Crazy by Christy Krause. Beaches Be Crazy. I mean, if you've seen the beaches I'm on, give it a listen. Here we go. Wah, wah, wah.
Cabana out in Lido, Beaches be crazy. Beaches be crazy. Bike week in Daytona, lime in my Corona, sugar sand in Pensacola. Beaches be crazy. Beaches be crazy. It's sure nice to know there's somewhere you can go. double shots of Jose, all nighters with the DJ. Patrons be crazy. Patrons be crazy. Half naked in Miami, stoned in Venice, Cali, getting laid in Hawaii. Patrons be crazy. Patrons be crazy.
This week's Indie Radar, and check it out. Instagram Reels is paying off. And the app Instagram has actually surpassed TikTok in most downloaded app. So isn't that amazing?
Wow.
Because, you know, TikTok's been it for the last couple of years.
I think people are afraid of TikTok. Right
they
now.
Are. And that's maybe why that this is getting bumped up. Because that's still kind of in whatever you want to call that, you know, danger zone of possibly being banned. But Reels, Instagram Reels is, that's the short video clips, just like TikTok. Reels is what's driving that, honestly. There was a recent study that showed people actually spend more time on TikTok, but Instagram actually has more active users. So isn't that interesting?
Wow.
So take advantage. If Reels is what's driving this app to be downloaded, to be downloaded the most out of anything, you know, out there, that is such a great, that's a great thing to know. Take advantage of that tool and get into the Reels thing. Use your own music. You never know. And if there's all these active users, you're just going to get yourself more exposure. So definitely check that out. And even maybe do some research and learn about Instagram and the algorithms. And I know their things are always changing, but there's so many tutorials on how you can build your engagement and maybe build yourself a little bit higher and extend your reach as an indie artist. So check that out.
I'd like to remind you that The Balcony Show is proudly produced right here at Keiko Studios in Penn Argyle, Pennsylvania. So if you have any musical production needs, this is the place to be. Check them out at keikostudios.com.
Welcome to another edition of Mike's Music Box. Inside, you're going to hear some stories of the macabre, the paranormal, and the strange. So stay tuned, if you dare.
Today here on Mike's Music Box, we're going to talk a little bit about how some of these famous rock bands got their names. And we're going to start off right now with a heavy hitter. We're going to go with AC/DC. So Malcolm and Angus Young, who have their sister Margaret to thank for the famous band name, she suggested it to the duo after seeing the letters AC/DC, meaning that the device should be powered by either alternating or direct currents on a vacuum cleaner or sewing machine, depending on who's telling the story, suggested it to the brothers while they were scratching their heads trying to figure out what to call their band name, and that's how they got AC/DC.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's really neat. I never knew that.
I knew that.
Very cool.
You knew that? Yeah, some of this you guys will probably know, some not. Aerosmith. I don't know if we've ever discussed that, but Joey Kramer had said that he and his girlfriend were listening to Harry Nilsson's Aerial Ballet when the couple began toying with cool band names, and they loved the Aero part of that. He liked how Aerosmith sounded, but the band said that he was in at the time, they didn't really dig that name too much. So he shelved it until Kramer joined with Joe Perry and Steve Tyler. And so he convinced them, and Aerosmith was born.
Wow.
Yeah, Alice Cooper. So Alice Cooper was originally a band name selected as a replacement, since the Nas, which was the original name of the band, had already been taken by Todd Rundgren. The fictional Alice was envisioned as a demented, possibly homicidal, elderly woman. And the singer of the band at the time, well, still, Vince Furnier, obviously, played the part on stage so well that he ultimately became more associated with the name than the band did. So he transitioned into Alice Cooper over the years. Bad Company. Singer Paul Rogers said that he got the idea for the song Bad Company when he saw a poster for a 1972 Western starring Jeff Bridges. He said that he enjoyed how the name inspired visions of early settlers, the Civil War, and the lawless Wild West. Bad Company was quickly repurposed as the band's name. And finally, last but not least on this one, we're going to go with the Beatles. This name was inspired by early rocker Buddy Holly, whose backing group was called the Crickets. All four Beatles were huge, huge fans, and their earliest shows often featured his music, and Paul McCartney later purchased the publishing rights to Holly's songs. However, they've only ever recorded one Buddy Holly tune together, Words of Love, for 1964's Beatles for Sale. And that is just some of the ways these famous rockers came up with their band names.
That. Yeah, that was really cool.
Yeah.
And tune in for the next episode of Mike's Music Box, and we'll go over some more band names.
Oh, cool. I like
that. Yeah, I always find that really interesting.
Should be a weekly cool thing, show. Actually. Yeah.
There's
like
a
that.
Lot.
Yeah, that's really
just like I just recently found out. I mean, it wasn't necessarily a name thing, but it was like when the band The Zombies came out.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, they did their music, and then disbanded. But over here in America, well, they still wanted to tour, so they formulated two different bands.
That's right.
That toured as the Zombies, and which one of those bands became ZZ Top.
That is wild.
After it was all said and done. Yeah.
Really?
I'll have to look into ZZ Top, how ZZ Top got their
name.
That's
another one. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah. So anyways, until the next time we have your lovely ears at our service, you know what to do. Sleep tight.
It's time for the spotlight portion of our show, where we showcase new singles from returning guests. And your host is Donna freaking Galucci.
Don, oh, where's Madcap?
I know, he's never
on,
here when we need him, is he?
Galucci!
Hey, everybody. We have a great new song that we're going to spotlight today by Judd Harris. But first, I'm going to do my annual record store day plug.
Oh, very cool. We love that.
It's coming up, guys. It's coming up in April 20th. And everybody knows about record store day, right? That's when there is a lot of new releases, exclusive vinyl releases at your neighborhood record shop. And, you know, record store day is a day to celebrate your local record store, you know.
Where there's no way better to support an artist than to buy their merch.
Absolutely.
So we're all about it, for sure.
It's a day for the artists. It's a day for the people who run the record store. It's a day for the consumers. It's just a day for listening
to
music.
It's a great community day.
Yes, it's definitely a great, great community day. And there's just so many great releases that are coming up for this record store day. And I have to just mention one of them because I'm a huge Beatles freak. They're going to be a mini celebration of the Beatles' historic Ed Sullivan appearance in the form of a little 3-inch turntable package.
Oh, wow.
And it comes fully equipped with the ability to stream vinyl via external speakers with built-in Bluetooth. And
oh,
it's a full-size turntable. And it also comes with 4 3-inch Beatles releases with unique collectible artwork. So
how cool is that?
That's gonna, that's really, I'm going to be online for that.
Online?
Oh,
yeah,
yes.
You're getting online.
I'm
going
to be online for that. Have to get me
that's
one of those.
Awesome.
So I'll be at Main Street Jukebox, our local record shop in Stroudsburg for Record Store Day for sure. And
so
you know, Tom will take
local,
care of us.
Yeah, hit your local record store up for sure.
Support your local record store. So we are spotlighting a great new song by Judd Harris today called Bacon, Eggs, and Cheese.
That's
I
cute.
Love this.
That's cute.
Just he's a little, something else.
He's
he was
awesome.
Just on the show, too.
Yeah, he was on not too long ago. He's an artist from New Orleans. And just a little background, he was a season 4 American Idol finalist. His voice is heard in a number of TV shows and commercials. And he did a duet with Billy Joel, Billy Joel's song Baby Grand, that went viral on TikTok, over 850,000 views. So if you have a chance and you haven't seen that yet, check it out.
He's also on TikTok. He does live events too. So
yes.
In for, you know, check him out, go to his thing and check him out because he does do live events and they're pretty cool.
Yep. And this is Judd's second single from his second EP, Hey Now. And I really like this song. It's really different for me. It's like, it's an old school jazz tune. It's very laid back, easygoing style. And when I first heard it, it immediately reminded me of Peggy Lee's Fever, which is a good thing, you know, very laid back, kind of smooth, jazzy style. And I think everybody will really enjoy it. And it's just about praising the simple joy of a breakfast sandwich. Who doesn't love a good breakfast sandwich? I know I do. So check it out, everybody. New Orleans style, Judd Harris, Bacon, Egg, and Cheese.
An aperitif before dinner, and then a bottle of wine. Went to the club, shots of tequila, and I faded into the night. By the light of the morning, as I hide in my bed, I give myself another warning. In my head, I got bacon, egg, and cheese, coffee in the pot, and I'll be on my way again. Bacon, egg, and cheese, coffee in the pot, and I'll be on my way again. I got myself a good woman, the kind you don't often find. Understands how to treat a man, always got my interest in mind. Lazy day, Sunday morning, as I come down the stairs, I see her there in the kitchen, the smell of coffee in the air. She gives me bacon, egg, and cheese, coffee in the pot, and I'll be on my way again. Bacon, egg, and cheese, coffee in the pot, and I'll be on my way again. Life can be unkind, there'll be days when you have sorrow. You have to realize there will always be tomorrow. So take comfort in life's simple pleasures. And there's a place right up your street that gives you bacon, egg, and cheese, coffee in the pot, and you'll be on your way again. Bacon, egg, and cheese, coffee in the pot.
on your way again. Oh, bacon, mac and cheese, coffee in the pot, and you be on your way to a better day.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Balcony Show. We've come to the end of another great show. Thanks to all my co-hosts. I'd like to remind you that we have a Reverb Nation campaign that is going strong. So if you think you got what it takes to be on our show, go there and enter. Or you can go to our website, thebalconyshow.com, and you can enter there to be on the show. So get those submissions in, and we'll take a listen and reach out if we think you got what it takes. Got anything else, guys?
The Balcony Show needs more cowbell.
Good Lord. On that note, I'm going to get us out of here. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in and listening. We're going to end things tonight with a song from Of Sea and Stone, Ordinary Things. Good night, everybody, from The Balcony Show. We'll catch you next week.
Peace.
I wanna watch the world pick up with you. Drink your coffee, love, like old lovers do. We don't know the pain change of plans might bring. I wanna do the ordinary you.